97.5, 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network. Hans Olsen, Scott Girard, thanks for making us part of your afternoon. You got championship weekend coming up. Utah squares off against Oregon in the Pac-12 championship game. Utah State gets San Diego State in the Mountain West Conference championship game. BYU sits back and waits to see what bowl game they'll get assigned to before it's all said and done. And to help make sense out of all of it, Dan Walken from USA Today, national columnist and college football writer, kind enough to join us. Dan, how are you?
Hey, Dan.
Hey, what's going on?
So is this, I mean, look, every year about this time, it's always crazy with guys getting new jobs and leaving schools. But is this as crazy as you remember it being in your time covering college football?
Yeah, just because of the angle that you don't typically see at this time of year, which is going from one blue blood program to another. Of course, you didn't just have one, you had two, and they happened within 24 hours. And in some ways, it was pretty surprising. Like, it wasn't months and months and months of Lincoln Riley being linked to USC or anything like that. We didn't really hear a lot about Brian Kelly and LSU until Monday, and then it was like, bam, all of a sudden it happens. And so, yeah, that creates a pretty big shakeup in the order of things. And some of the jobs that are, you know, still pretty big jobs, Virginia Tech and Miami and even Florida, I mean, they're just off the radar. They got filled pretty quickly, but we're not even talking about them just because everyone's still buzzing from the Lincoln Riley, Brian Kelly stuff.
Give us a couple of reasons to help make sense of Kelly leaving Notre Dame for LSU. Why would he leave that program?
Well, I think there's a commonality between Lincoln Riley and Brian Kelly, which is that Oklahoma went to the playoff three times under Lincoln. What happened? Twice they got waxed. One time they came very close. They really should have beaten Georgia in that Rose Bowl, let it slip away. But the bottom line is he was 0-3 in the playoff. Brian Kelly got Notre Dame to the playoff twice. What happened? Waxed by Alabama, waxed by Clemson. And I think the thing that's kind of happened in the playoff era is we're seeing what it takes to beat two teams back-to-back in a playoff scenario to win a national championship. It's one thing to get there to the Final Four. A lot of programs can get there. But how many can actually beat two elite teams and win it all? It's just it's a small number. And Oklahoma and Notre Dame, there was just something that their football teams are just not as complete, not as deep. Very good, very talented, could win a lot of games, and could win maybe the right matchup, but were they going to win two playoff games and moving forward perhaps three when the playoff expands? And I just think, especially for someone like Brian Kelly, if your goal is to win a national championship, it is easier to do at LSU. And I just think that's ultimately what it came down to.
Outside of USC fans and boosters, is there anybody more happy than George Kalafkov? Because it certainly seems like the Pac-12 as a whole may be a little bit more relevant with USC being in the headlines right now.
Yeah, the Pac-12 reputation has been reliant in many ways on how good USC is in football, and that goes back a long time. The problem with the Pac-12 is there's just not a lot of places that are set up to be, you know, at the top nationally, at the very, very top. USC is one of them, and then maybe Oregon, you could say, because they've been to a national championship game. But other than that, I mean, there's good programs in the Pac-12 for sure, but to get to that playoff level, that national championship level, what you hope for in the Pac-12 is that USC is that team, and that the rising tide, you know, maybe lifts all boats a little bit, and you've got a really good league. So the first step to that is getting USC right, and certainly with Lincoln Riley, they've given themselves a great chance to do that.
Dan, give us your best prediction for BYU, where they land in the postseason.
Yeah, you know, I'm not really all that dialed in on how the bowl stuff shakes out. I just sort of let everyone tell me when it happens. So I guess, you know, I don't know what they would have to do to move into the New Year's Six. From what I understand, I guess just because of the way the bowls fall, there's fewer at-large spots this year, or I should say the way the semifinals fall. So some of these leagues, like the SEC, The Big 12, they may have to have a team in there to replace a spot that is being taken up by the semifinals. So it's complicated and weird contractually, but obviously BYU has had a great season. I think they were number 12 last night. That's really good. Probably can't quite sneak into the top 10, but hats off to them. I'm sure they're going to go, hopefully for their sake, they go somewhere warm.
Do you consider BYU a top 10 team in the country?
I don't know. I mean, somewhere around there, you know, somewhere between 10 and 15, given the season they had, that seems to make a lot of sense. To me, they had some good wins. I think they probably had overall, just given the quality of competition, had a better season this year than last year when they had such an interesting run where it seemed like they were scheduling games, whatever games they could find. So, yeah, I mean, are they top 10? Are they 10 to 15? I'm not really sure exactly how I would characterize that, but I mean, just really, really impressive from them all year long.
So, Dan, as you look at the top four, Cincinnati being the first potential group of five team in the college football playoff, is it going to happen? When all things are said and done and the four are named, could we really see Cincinnati?
Well, I think they're in great position. You know, they have one more game to win, and obviously Houston is not a pushover opponent. They're 11-1, and I think they've won 11 straight games, so they've played well. Cincinnati's favored, and I think they will win the game. And then from there, you know, they probably just to make sure, probably want to root really hard for Georgia to beat Alabama, because I don't think an Alabama team with two losses would get in over undefeated Cincinnati. Pretty sure that wouldn't happen. Oklahoma State is a team that, if they beat Baylor, you know, maybe they jump ahead of Cincinnati, maybe, but I'm not 100% sure that's the case. So all things considered, I think Cincinnati will get in, but if things get a little funky, if Alabama wins or something like that, I know they'll be pretty nervous on Sunday.
Where do you think, obviously after getting poached by big name schools, does it feel like Oklahoma and Notre Dame need to respond in kind by bringing in a big name? Overall, what direction do you think they go in terms of fulfilling Lincoln Riley and Brian Kelly's spot?
Well, I don't know what you would characterize necessarily as a big name. I think Cincinnati coach Luke Fickell and Iowa State coach Matt Campbell would make a lot of sense for Notre Dame if they want to get a sitting head coach. And then they've got Marcus Freeman, who's their rising star defensive coordinator, who's a guy the players have been talking a lot about, tweeting a lot about, is getting their support. If Fickell takes the Notre Dame job or any other job, Marcus Freeman almost certainly will be named Cincinnati head coach because he was there as defensive coordinator last year, and so I think he'd definitely be next in line to get Cincy. As far as Oklahoma, I think you could do the same two names, Fickell and Matt Campbell, and then you could add in some others. There's been a lot of buzz lately about Brent Venables. That would make a lot of sense. He was there as a defensive coordinator. He's done more than enough at Clemson to earn the opportunity to be a head coach at a really good program, and I could totally see Venables being the guy there. So I think both have some good options, but I don't know if it's that either of them will make the kind of splash of a Lincoln Riley or somebody like that.
I don't know how much you stayed in tune with the name, image, and likeness and what some universities were making and what some were not making, but was curious to get your thoughts as you've watched it play out in its first season. How have you seen name, image, and likeness money affect kids, colleges, programs, recruiting, or any other aspect of the game?
I don't know. It's a good question. I haven't personally really seen it other than, you know, the tweets and the commercials. And, you know, just as an example, the Kansas fullback who caught the two-point play that beat Texas, you know, the next week. He was in a commercial for, was it Applebee's or somebody like that? I can't remember what it was. But like that, to me, is a great example of the whole thing working as it was intended to work. I mean, that's just a kid who's not going to play in the NFL. But for a period of time, that's a major deal for him, and it's something that he can capitalize on to whatever degree is possible in a moment where he was a prominent guy in that fan base. So that's really cool. Look, I'm sure that in some cases maybe there was some undue pressure put on kids or whatever because they became spokesmen or were in commercials, and maybe that came with a set of expectations or something like that. But I think it's kind of gone about like I expected, which is there was a lot made about it right when it happened and the first deal started coming in. But at the end of the day, the games still happen, and I don't really hear about it that much. I mean, it seems to me at this point kind of normal.
I asked the question because, you know, you watch Lincoln Riley leave Oklahoma for USC, and I wondered, do you have more ability to work name, image, and likeness? I don't know if Brian Kelly had certain restrictions at Notre Dame that maybe didn't have at LSU. And I'd wondered if it had played any role in coaching decisions of, oh, I think I can make our kids more money here, which allows me to recruit better here. I don't think so.
I mean, look, I think every situation on these campuses, depending on the market and all that stuff, there's opportunities and there's ways to maximize what businesses or supporters of the program can do. You're seeing schools get really creative with some of these booster club things and NIL money pouring in. I mean, the crypto people have gotten involved. Like, I sincerely don't believe that Lincoln Riley went to L.A. because it's easier to get NIL deals for kids. I don't think that had anything to do with it. I think these coaches, like there are certain places where you can maybe use NIL really in interesting ways, but I think it's kind of like at the point where everyone's kind of doing mostly the same things, we're back to where we were, and it all kind of evens out, you know?
When do you think we expand this playoff? I mean, I think we all anticipate it will expand, and what it'll look like is still up in the air. But when do you think you will see a season where you'll have more than four teams in this playoff?
Well, I mean, just before we started this conversation, there was a statement the commissioners met today in Dallas, and they didn't come to any agreement. They still need to do more talking, still need to do more hashing out of some of the details. So I guess they just kicked the can down the road, and we may not see it before 2025. That could be the first year of it. I still believe, like, once they decide to do it, just move quickly and get it done and figure out whatever you need to do. There are some logistical challenges for sure, but I think once they decide to do it and hammer out all the details, just do it. And don't make people wait till 2025, 2026. That's not, to me, an acceptable outcome.
Well, Dan, we appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us, and look forward to catching up again here soon.
Thanks, Dan.
Thanks, guys.
Dan Walken, USA Today, college football, college basketball writer.
I really am curious about the name, image, and likeness, Scotty. It's sticking in my craw because, and I'll tell you why, some states have different legislation.
Yes.
Some are more restrictive, some are more open.
I believe California is pretty wide open on its NIL.
Some schools maybe have structure. Like, I could see Notre Dame being like, we are not going to sponsor this, this, or this.
Yeah.
Or some form of that from other schools, where other schools are like, yeah, let them sell whatever they want to sell.
Yeah.
I can't help believe that if a coach feels like, well, we can sell this program, that a kid can make money here, it will be easier to recruit them. I'm telling you, I've been on recruiting trips. They tell you everything that you want to hear. They build their program from the end that they have advantages with.
Yeah.
And if you have a name, image, and likeness advantage, they'll bring you in and they'll say, hey, son, you want to know why I left Notre Dame to come here to coach at LSU? Because you're not going to make this amount at Notre Dame.
Yeah.
We don't have that ability. I can't get you $85,000 at Notre Dame with X, Y, and Z sponsorships. I can do it here at LSU. Or I couldn't do that in Oklahoma. I can get this done here at USC. Let's get you signed.
Yeah.
anything that gives you a recruiting leverage gives you a win-loss leverage and helps you as a coach, makes you look better.
I'm with you. Absolutely with you on that. All right, we are live here at Tim Daly Nissan in Murray. The man himself is with us. Rich is here. How are you, man?
Hey,
Rich.
Fantastic, man. I had a nice day off yesterday, so I'm ready to rock and roll today.
Well, you're rocking the blazer today? I mean, this is business now. Clean up.
Got a collared shirt on.
I know.
And
look at you.
And we're going first class today.
I love it. Well, because you treat your customers with first class, too, all the way.
Red carpet, gold carpet, you name the carpet, that's how we're going to roll it out.
Well, absolutely. And the great thing is you've got 0% financing on all these new models. You've got the forever warranty. You're paying more money for used vehicles than anybody else. Like, honestly, there is no way. I will sit here and try to shoot holes in this. I can't come up with any reasons why anybody should not come down here and get their next vehicle.
And we should be the first place they stop and the last place they shop and just to get it here because, no one can beat my deals. I have a beautiful inventory right now over close to 300 cars.
Wow.
I have a nice selection of the new ones, which are hard to get because Tim Daly's been here for 52 years. We can get just about anything you need. And I have 0% financing on 14 different models. It's the holidays.
Yeah.
It's December. To quote somebody else, December to remember, we got that here, too. That's how we roll.
You'll even put a big bow on a car, too, if somebody wants.
I got them right here. They're right on the showroom floor.
Exactly.
So come on, and, you want to surprise your family member, then come on in here. We'll help you do that. Put some balloons on it. Deliver it out to your house. How do you want it done?
I like it. The one thing, too, and I know that this is a very important thing for the Tim Daly family, you got Toys for Tots going on.
Yeah, we got Toys for Tots. As a matter of fact, tomorrow evening on the 2nd, we'll be buying all the toys for the kids. So it's not too late to bring in toys. We'll make sure they get delivered to the Marine Corps, our United States Marine Corps, who we're associated with on that program, and we've been doing it for years. We've delivered thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars worth of toys for the tots that can't get them. So please, if you're in the area, stop by, look at the cars, bring some toys.
Come on down, 4528 South State Street. Ask for Rich. He will get you squared away. Bring down those toys, please. We need to hook up a lot of families in need. So let's go. 4528 South State Street, Tim Daly, Nissan, and Murray, right here on the Zone Sports Network.
This is DJ and PK. Time to welcome in Nick Ford, University of Utah offensive lineman.
It's interesting that you get Oregon. Obviously, you guys just embarrass them. What does that mean as far as what's going to happen this week?
I mean, that doesn't mean anything if we don't go out there and do it again. Our main focus right now is just keep it even keel and continue to do what we've been doing. Because if you begin to think too much and get too tense and get too stressed, that's as bad as being too relaxed and not worrying at all. So we got to make sure that we understand that it's a couple of days ago, and this Friday is a new game, and we need to attack that game the same exact way that we did last time, but it doesn't mean nothing if we can't go out and do it again.
Catch DJ and PK mornings from 6 till 10 on 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
360!
It's time to spin the wheel and talk some sports. This is another edition of Sports Roulette with Hans Olsen and Scotty G on 97.5 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network.
.975-1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network. Hans Olsen, Scott Girard. Time for another edition of Sports Roulette, brought to you by our good friends at Davis Vision. Hey, look, it's a Black Friday all throughout the month of November and into December as well. You can save $1,400 off by calling 801-253-3080. Get that LASIK done for a price that you will not see again. $1,400 off. Call 801-253-3080 or go to davisvisionmd.com for more info. All right, we are all on our Google Doc right now where we share all the info, and there is and it shows you who has logged onto the account. And right now there is someone called Anonymous Grizzly on our on our Google Doc.
And I'm worried.
And I don't know who that is.
I'm seeing if I can remove. I don't even know who it is, but I'm going to see if I can remove him.
Aren't you the arbitrator or whatever?
The administrator?
Yes, I am the arbitrator.
Okay, so can't you arbitrate him off there?
No.
Arbitrate him off of there?
You're the one that you created this.
Scotty, I didn't create anything.
Or Scotty did.
Well, it was eight years ago we've had this thing. I don't remember.
Who's sniffing around over here?
What grizzly is sniffing around called Anonymous Grizzly?
Well, there's only three of us on here right now, right?
I don't see hands on there.
Well, I should be on there.
Well, then you're the Anonymous Grizzly.
No, I'm not the... I know that I'm not. You want to know a real conundrum?
Sure.
So... I'm downloading email onto my phone, and I've forgotten my password.
You didn't know you could download email to your phone, did you?
No,
it's
I knew
crazy,
that.
Crazy, huh?
So I'm going to reset my password, and it says, okay, we just emailed you a link to reset your password. Well, I need to have my email password to get into my email where they've just sent an email to reset the password.
Yeah.
Is that not just a mind bender?
Yeah, that's inception right there.
Well, send it somewhere where I can reset it. They're like, well, we just sent it to your email.
Well, that's why somebody who wants to get in your email, like, I'm going to reset his password. So what email do you want to send it to? Lloyd.Cole@1280thezone.com. And they're like, okay, here you go.
You can access it at Lloyd.Cole. So I'm kind of going back and forth on this.
That's you're going to have to call IT on that one.
Yeah, I think I did tell you, you need to talk to IT to get them, have them do your password.
Well, yeah, and I got it on my computer, but I have to go home and get it because I got out of my home computer. So I do have access to my email.
You do have.
It was just that good of a password that you can't remember it.
Yeah. It actually,
good for you.
It insisted that we build a pretty lengthy password.
All right. With that, Lloyd, fire up that old Will.
The West might have an issue.
So I'm thinking the West might have a problem on their hands in the NBA, Scotty. So yesterday I was watching, or I was reading a little bit about the Suns, and they were on a 16-game win streak. So
yep.
I thought, oh, they're playing Golden State tonight. So I'm going to take a peek in on the Phoenix Suns. 15, 20 minutes in, Devin Booker hurts his hamstring.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, okay, well, now Golden State will run away with it. Well, DeAndre Ayton and Chris Paul continue to chew up Golden State, and Phoenix gets their 17th win in a row. They're on a 17-game winning streak. Now, Devin Booker, I know it's going to be a minute. I don't know how long or how bad the damage was to his hamstring, but it looked like it was a problem. He did end up back out on the bench, and he was cheering on his team and doing his thing, but it did look like he banged up that hamstring. Whether it's hurt or not, let's say he's out for 2 weeks or 3 weeks. This Suns team put together a 17-game win streak and really haven't sweated much with it.
Nope, they have not. They're a problem, yes. Golden State is a problem. Now, it's still November, December, so does it really matter in the grand scheme of things? It gives you there's a lot of people like, well, let's see what happens in April, May. Well, there's teams out there that get hot and then they continue to stay hot. This happened with Denver a few years ago when Denver ended up with like the one seed or the two seed.
Oh, yeah.
I think it was the COVID, may have been the COVID year because their schedule really lined up, had some easy games early on, and they caught fire. Well, that momentum then kind of carries you through the rest of the season. So, yeah, I don't think I don't think Phoenix is going away. Certainly Golden State's not going away. And so the Jazz need to get hopping for sure.
So right now, Phoenix is 18-3. I think Golden State's 18-3 too, aren't they?
Yeah.
I think that they're tied the top of the West. But Phoenix got the 104-96 win over Golden State without Booker on the court in the closing two quarters. In this streak, they beat the Nets. They beat the Nuggets. They beat the Mavericks twice. Let's see. They beat the Grizzlies, the Trailblazers. They beat the Pelicans. That's really it. I mean, you've got a couple of other terrible teams in there. They beat the Hawks. They've done a lot of it on the road. They were on a three-game road trip. They actually had four out of a five-game period on the road. and went 5-0 through that. And then they had another four-game road trip. Spurs, Cavs, Knicks, Nets.
Yeah.
On the road and convincing wins. Let's see. The closest one was a four-point win. Most of them are double digits. So this is a really good Phoenix team. I figured it would be because I thought DeAndre Ayton would get better.
Yeah.
Remember when we talked about the closing of last season, I thought, man, I think we're just scratching the tip of the iceberg right now for Ayton. Felt like he had a lot more room to get better, and he was re-energized with Chris Paul and a winning team. Because this is a team that had like 13 or 14 wins a couple years ago.
Yep. I mean, they were the worst.
Yeah.
There's a reason why they got DeAndre Ayton.
They were just rolling through head coaches, chewing them up and spitting them out. I think Jeff Hornacek was one of them.
Yep. Earl Watson was one of them.
Wasn't
the old Jazz assistant.
Kokoschkov.
Yeah, I think that. Yeah.
Igor was one of them. And they just were rolling through it. And for a minute, I was like, well, just it's the ownership. They don't want to win. Well, all of a sudden, they can't lose.
Yeah.
It is a good team. I can't wait to see the Jazz match up with them.
Lloyd, spin it.
A solid slap on the wrist.
So what did you think about the NBA's actions with the Bulls and the Heat tampering?
I think it's, you know, you take away draft picks. Draft picks are valuable. And I know they're like, well, second-round picks, because each team lost a second-round pick, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
And
of this draft.
Of this upcoming draft. And I think people are like, well, you don't get good players in the second. It's a commodity, and that's a value. And those are usually in the range of you can sell a second-round pick for, you know, seven figures. So that's essentially, A, you're losing commodity. You're losing opportunities to trade. And then if you just look at the financial aspect, it's a seven-figure slap. So, yeah, I mean, there's it. That's a good, healthy penalty for sure.
Well, and the other thing is, you know, you get into that second round. How many times have we seen a team work their way up in that second round or sit where they are and something falls to them that they were really excited about? You know, there are guys in the draft that you're watching tumble, and let's say you've got the second pick or the fourth pick in the second round.
Yeah.
And that player has fallen out of the first, and you got the chance to get him. You can't. So I do think it's a high penalty for tampering. If you didn't know, if people out there hadn't heard what the tampering was about, it was about the trades and free agency of Lonzo Ball and Kyle Lowry. And it was the investigation went on for 3 months or 4 months.
Yeah.
It went on for a long time. And they certainly found that. And what the NBA said, they put out a release and said, they said, actually, we're taking it easy on these teams because they fully cooperated, opened up all emails, all forms of communication, totally cooperated. But with them cooperating, they also showed guilt.
Yeah.
Each of them lost a second-round pick. I wouldn't be happy with seeing the Jazz lose a second-round
pick. No, 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 sir.
Well, that wouldn't be good.
No, that would not.
So I think it's pretty
Is it
enough to stop teams?
I think it's it'll make them think twice, or I don't know if it'll stop them. It'll make sure that they cover their tracks a little bit better.
Yeah, become better liars.
Yeah, be better cheaters.
Yep. Probably right.
I mean, somebody gets slapped on the wrist like this, it doesn't change people's behavior on what they decide to do. It just makes them be a little bit better at doing it.
More cautious.
Yeah. Is that a really cynical way of looking at things?
No.
Because it's true.
It's just the truth.
Yeah.
Teams are going to do what they've got to do to try to finagle trades and benefit any way they possibly can. It's been going on for years. This isn't the first tampering. Just one of the first we've seen actually come with a pretty heavy penalty.
Yeah. Use Gmail next time. Don't use your official email account.
Find a way to navigate this.
Go get Google Voice. Get you a burner phone.
Makes me wonder how many guys in the NBA are shaking their head like amateurs.
Morons, what are you doing? Stupid. And make sure to join Unrivaled with Alex Keery and Scott Mitchell on Friday from 3 to 6 at the Hot Tub Factory. The Outlet Holiday Sale going on in Draper next to Cowabunga Bay, 12101 Factory Outlet Drive, right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone. Excited. Good stuff going on.
Love a good hot tub, buddy.
Are you putting a hot tub in the new place?
Yeah. Yep. Mom and Dad are going to put one out there.
But Mom and Dad aren't going to use it very often.
Oh, my dad loves a good hot tub.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Attaboy, Clark.
Yeah. He his favorite is going to, like, hot pots or, you know, natural hot springs. Have you been to?
That always kind of grosses me out.
You're not
bit.
A fan of that? I like it.
It's just like there's a lot of people and that water doesn't go anywhere. It's like stagnant. And so everybody, it's like taking a bath with like 800 people.
I did go to Lava Hot Springs and I was shocked by how many people were in there.
Yeah. But just sitting in each other's filth.
But they told me they completely replace the water every 24 hours because the earth just continues to spit out hot water.
Yeah, so, that's what they, of course they would say that.
So that's what the people told me when I went through. They were like, I said, is this kind of dirty? So there's a lot of people in there. And they're like, water replaces itself every 24 hours. It couldn't be more clean. You could drink it.
And yeah, like, I don't know if you'd want to do that.
Well, I'm not going to be drinking it.
A lot of sulfur in that stuff.
Then I went to get in it. I'm like, holy Moses.
And you believe them.
It's hot. No, like the earth spits out 112 degree water like it's nothing. And you put your toe in there. We baked. In fact, there's a sign on it that says, don't sit in here for more than 5 minutes. It'll cook you. Like, I'm serious.
It'll cook you, really?
Yeah. It's like, and.
Well, we do know about your biting thing, so maybe that gets to make sure that everything's all at least medium well.
You really believe everything they said? You think that really just does that, huh?
Well, I know this. My nephew was in there for 15, 20 minutes, and he came out, and he had a little third-degree burn on him.
Hey, so. I got a vacation package I'd like to sell you.
Is that first degree? What's the worst burn?
I think it goes up. Like, so, wait a minute. No, is first degree the worst or third degree?
I think
the worst?
First degree is the worst burn.
Okay.
Yeah, I think first degree is the worst burn.
All right, good to know. All right, Hans and Scotty, wrap things up. Get you ready for Unrivaled straight ahead right here on the Zone Sports Network.
The new Zone lineup is here. With the best coverage of the sports you love and the teams you can't live without. Catch DJ and PK mornings from 6 to 10, followed by Jake Scott and Ben Anderson from 10 to noon. Get your daily fix of Hans and Scotty from noon to 3. And then the Zone welcomes Unrivaled with Alex Keery and former NFL quarterback Scott Mitchell to the team. Weekdays from 3 to 6, live and local. All day, every day. This is 97.5 1280 The Zone, powered by KSLSports.com.
.97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. First degree burns, most minor, third degree burns are the worst.
So I was wrong.
No, I didn't know either.
So first degree is like a sunburn?
I think that's maybe even like half a degree burn.
Third degree would be like that bionic body in Terminator 2?
Yes. Yeah.
Falls in that molten.
Yeah, that was probably a third degree burn.
That's a good third degree burn.
Yeah.
What do you think would happen if a body fell into melted metal?
It would melt.
Does it melt the body?
I would assume so, yes. Like bone and everything.
I always wondered, have you watched the movie Volcano, when the lava comes down?
Oh, my gosh.
Can you drive a truck on lava?
No, you cannot drive a truck. Your tires are not going to spin out on lava, for crying out loud. That's stupid.
It did.
You mean Joe versus the Volcano?
That thing pissed me off.
No, not
You know, I saw Joe versus the Volcano in theaters, and I've never seen it since.
I've never seen it.
It's stupid. It's the worst Tom Hanks movie of all time.
Is that an Anne Heche?
No. No, no. It was like Meg Ryan. This was like 86, 87. Oh.
And which one did Anne Heche do about a volcano?
She did. Well, it was that one with Tommy Lee Jones, right?
Oh, no. I'm talking about. Is that Volcano?
Yeah.
I'm talking about the one with Pierce Brosnan. Where they drive the truck on the lava.
Yeah, they go up to get Grammy.
I don't remember who the love interest was in that one.
The girl from Terminator.
Oh, really?
Yep.
With the biceps?
Yes. Yes, her.
Linda Hamilton.
That's her. Yeah. That was the one that was filmed in Coeur d'Alene. A lot of it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Love Coeur d'Alene.
I know. It's gorgeous.
So good.
But I don't think you can drive a truck on lava.
No, you cannot. And if there's a volcano coming, Pierce Brosnan is not coming in to save the day. That nobody's running faster away from the volcano more than Pierce Brosnan.
How about how stubborn Grammy was? She just wouldn't come down.
Well, she got what was coming, though.
She deserved it.
What?
Yeah, she did.
She deserved the acid.
She's holding everybody back.
Her legs.
Yeah.
They did have to go up the hill to get her, didn't they?
Yeah.
The heck was the name of that movie?
I don't know.
It's Volcano, isn't it?
No, that's the one with
Dante's
Tommy Lee
Peak.
Jones, right?
And Van Heche.
Dante's Peak.
I'm not sure that's it either.
Okay.
Are we playing this game?
No.
Are you
genuinely
thinking that?
I really don't think
it's Dante's Peak. Because I guarantee it's Dante's Peak.
Okay. Well, it was a good one. I liked
it. No, it was not that good.
I thought it was phenomenal.
Linda Hamilton, Pierce Brosnan. Yeah.
Dante's Peak.
Yep.
Yeah, you got it right.
97. That was a minute ago.
Yeah. Great movie. Best volcano movie all time. Dante's Peak.
Young Joseph Gordon-Levitt, wasn't it?
No, it looks like him.
Is it not him?
It says Jeremy Foley here. I'm looking at the
what?
Cast. But you're right. I could see why somebody would make that mistake. It does look like.
I 100% would have thought.
Yeah.
That was him, Lloyd. Good call.
Graham.
Wow, how many times have you seen this movie, Lloyd?
I know my movies, man.
Oh. All right. Wrapping up another edition of the show. We're live here at Tim Daly Nissan in Murray. Rich is with us. Rich is your car version of Santa Claus. It is the holidays. He is here to help you out. You are offering 0% financing to all the good girls and boys out there.
That's right. Ho, ho, ho.
Yes.
Let's get it on. Come on over here, sit on Santa's lap, and tell me what you need for Christmas.
All right.
I got all the colors.
Let's say you need a brand new Frontier. You
done.
Got that.
Wrapped.
Got it.
In with the bow.
Brand new Pathfinder.
Come on down.
Redesigned from the ground up. And you're also willing to throw in that forever warranty as well.
Yeah. That's a beautiful Christmas gift and a holiday gift because as long as you own that car, you have a warranty on that engine and on that transmission.
A peace of mind is worth a lot because those are the big ones. Those are the expensive fixes.
You know what's amazing about that warranty? You can't buy it.
Yeah.
You can't go, hey, can I buy one of those? No, you can't. Comes with the car. It's a Tim Daly special. You get it with the car.
I've got a question because gas prices are so high. If somebody comes in and buys a vehicle, will you promise to give them a full tank of gas if they mention Hans and Scotty?
Done.
That
if
easy.
If they mention Hans and Scotty this week, this week I'll include today and the next couple of days, I will give them a full tank of gas on top of everything.
It's like $150
else.
Value on
how about if somebody comes in and mentions Hans and Scotty, we'll give them a $25 gift card.
How about if I do that, too?
Boom.
Hey,
yeah,
boom.
Gas.
Yeah, keep asking, guys. I'm ready to deliver, huh? I'm going through the Santa's list here.
Hey, you mentioned, Hans mentioned gas, though. You'll also hook people up with a Leaf that needs no gas.
Why don't you just get rid of the gas bill?
Yeah.
Why don't I deliver that present for you?
That's a good one.
That's a great one, man. You know, at $4 a gallon, I'm saving you a bundle. That pays for the car.
It does. 4528 South State Street. No oil changes on those things either, right?
Forget that. That's bull buy. Bull buy on the oil change.
What about antifreeze?
Bull buy. That's the great stuff about the high-tech stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, there's a whole lot less moving parts. If you can get an electric car, folks, come on and get one.
Yeah.
It's this wave of the future.
And,
we still have gas motors, but we'll take care of you.
The Toys for Tots going on as well. Please come by. Even if you just want to come in and grab a jazz shirt and then drop off a toy, we'd love to have you stop by and do that.
That'd be great because we want to take care of the kids.
It's all right here at Tim Daly Nissan in Murray, 4528 South State Street. You owe it to yourself to come by and talk to Rich. Even if you just want to hang out with Rich, you'll be a little cooler for doing that. It's all right here at Tim Daly Nissan in Murray. Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
This is 97.5, 1280 The Zone.